Secrets of the Dead, written by Tom Harper and read by Francis Greenslade. Abigail, can you hear me? The panic was still there, but now it was dormant, a slow fuse burning a hole in her gut. Her breath came shallow and unfulfilling. She tried to move her arm and couldn't. The breaths came faster. Keep calm. She located the beeping noise and listened, forcing herself to fix on one rhythm among the syncopation. She tried to breathe in time with it. She felt herself relax a fraction, enough that she dared to open her eyes. A face stared down at her. Brown hair, brown eyes, brown beard. Was he real? Or had her imagination formed him from the brown stains on the roof? The face moved. The roof didn't. Abigail Cormack? He said again.
I don't know.
Don't you remember? The panic quickened. Should I remember? What should I remember? Is it important? Her mind felt as helpless as her body, pushing against bonds it couldn't see.
I don't.
Nothing? Incredulous. That only made the desperation worse. The face drew away. She heard the scrape of a chair. When the face reappeared, it was lower and further back, a sun on the horizon of her flat world. Your name is Abigail Cormack. You work for the Foreign Office on secondment to the ULEX mission in Kosovo. You were on holiday here and things went wrong. That sounded mostly right. Like seeing the film of a book you'd read. Some things skipped or not quite right. Others changed for no apparent reason. She peered at him. Who are you?
Norris, from the embassy here. Podgorica, it's
the capital of Montenegro. It came out of nowhere, surprising her as much as him. How did I know that? The brown eyes narrowed.
So you do remember?
Yes.
No, I don't.
She struggled, trying to articulate it.
I know some things. When you say words like British Embassy or Kosovo or holiday, it makes sense, I understand you. But if you ask me a question, there's nothing.
Nothing? She struggled to think. The effort exhausted her.
There was a man with a gun, she said carefully, trying on the words like a dress she didn't think would fit.
Do you remember him? She closed her eyes, trying to squeeze the image back into them.
A blue suit. He came through the door.
At the villa?
Here, in this room.